Welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. Today, we'll be discussing Cruzan v. Director, which was decided in the Supreme Court of the United States in 1990. The question before the court was, is the clear and convincing evidence standard a constitutionally acceptable burden of proof for removal of life-sustaining treatment for an incompetent individual? The facts of the case. On January 11, 1983, Nancy Cruzan lost control of her car as she drove down a road in Jasper County, Missouri. Her car flipped over and EMS found Ms. Cruzan laying face down in a ditch without respiratory or cardiac function. EMS was able to restore her respiratory and cardiac functioning, and she was transported to the hospital while unconscious. The neurosurgeon diagnosed her with brain injury due to trauma, along with anoxic brain injury due to lack of oxygen. The trial court found that permanent brain damage typically occurred after 6 minutes without oxygen, and that Ms. Cruzan was without oxygen for 12 to 14 minutes. Ms. Cruzan was in a coma for 3 weeks before progressing to a persistent vegetative state, where she exhibited some motor reflexes but did not exhibit any significant cognitive function. Doctors placed a gastrostomy tube and hydration tube with the consent of her husband. Since then, she remained in a persistent vegetative state. When her prognosis became clear, her parents asked the hospital to stop the artificial hydration and feeding, which would result in her death. The hospital refused to remove her hydration and feeding tubes without a court order. Her parents obtained a court order in which the court noted that Ms. Cruzan had a conversation with her friend regarding her end-of-life wishes and did not want to, quote, continue her life unless she could live at least halfway normally. The Supreme Court of Missouri reversed and stated that her statements to her friend were, quote, unreliable for the purpose of determining her intent. The holding, quote, the United States Constitution does not forbid Missouri to require that evidence of an incompetent's wishes as to the withdrawal of life-sustaining treatment to be proved by clear and convincing evidence. Reasoning. The court stated that competent individuals have a right to refuse medical treatment under the 14th Amendment Due Process Clause. A, quote, competent person has a constitutionally protected liberty interest in refusing unwanted medical treatment. However, an individual's liberty interest must also be balanced against the state's interest, such as for forced antipsychotic treatment in Washington v. Harper, which was decided in the same term. If the person could not exercise their liberty interest for themselves, a surrogate could do so. However, in the case of incompetent individuals, the burden of proof was higher because surrogate decision makers might make decisions that the person would not have chosen, and those decisions could be irreversible, as in this case. Missouri's clear and convincing standard reflects the state's interest in the protection and preservation of life and was appropriate given the irreversible nature of the decision. In sum, Cruzan v. Director, which was decided in the Supreme Court of the United States in 1990, found that the Constitution did not forbid the state of Missouri from requiring clear and convincing evidence for removal of life-sustaining treatment in an incompetent individual.